WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of The Discipline Switch. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let me ask you something. Ever feel like your free time just disappears? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media for hours, then suddenly it's 2 a.m., and you're wondering where the heck the day went. Trust me, I've been there. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today we're diving into the fascinating world of building discipline, even in your leisure time. Because let's face it, a little structure can go a long way in making those free hours actually feel freeing, you know? Now, I hear you thinking, discipline? In my chill time? But hear me out. This isn't about turning your weekends into boot camp. It's about creating intentional habits that allow you to truly enjoy and recharge during your downtime. Think of it as upgrading your leisure game, adding a little sprinkle of magic so your free time feels more fulfilling, productive, and maybe even a little bit epic. So here are five key takeaways to help you master the art of disciplined leisure. First up, define what leisure actually means to you. Is it catching up on your favorite shows? Hitting that gym? Finally starting that novel you've been eyeing? Get crystal clear on what brings you joy and re-energizes you. Once you know your why, it's easier to prioritize those activities over mindless scrolling or aimless wandering. Number two, schedule it in. Yep, I said it, schedule your leisure time just like you would a meeting or an important appointment. This might sound counterintuitive, but trust me, putting it on the calendar makes it feel real and less likely to get pushed aside by life's little curveballs. Plus, when you know exactly when you're going to unwind, you can mentally prepare for some serious relaxation. Thirdly, set realistic goals. Don't try to cram a month's worth of hobbies into one weekend. Start small and build gradually. Maybe it's reading for 30 minutes each day, taking one walk outside per week, or dedicating an hour on Sunday to that creative project you're passionate about. Remember, consistency trumps intensity when it comes to forming new habits. Number four, eliminate distractions. This is where the real magic happens. Turn off those notifications, put your phone on silent, or better yet, in another room, and create a dedicated space for your leisure activities. You'll be amazed at how much more focused and engaged you feel when you're not constantly bombarded by emails, texts, and social media alerts. Finally, be kind to yourself. Building discipline takes time, effort, and a whole lot of patience. There will be days when you slip up, get sidetracked, or simply need a break. That's okay. Just acknowledge it. Dust yourself off and get back on track. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Celebrate your wins, learn from your stumbles, and keep moving forward one step at a time. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're curled up in your favorite armchair with a steaming cup of coffee, surrounded by the warmth of a crackling fireplace. You've just finished an exhilarating chapter in your new novel, and your mind is buzzing with excitement for what's next. You feel calm, content, and utterly relaxed because you've made time for something truly meaningful. Sounds pretty darn good, right? That's the power of disciplined leisure. So, my friends, I want to leave you with this. Don't let your free time slip away unnoticed. Embrace the discipline switch. Define what brings you joy. Schedule it in. Set realistic goals, eliminate distractions, and be kind to yourself along the way. Remember, a little structure can go a long way in making those precious hours feel truly fulfilling and rewarding. Ready to level up your leisure game? I know I am. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who could use a little discipline inspiration. Leave a review if you enjoyed the insights, and join me on social media for more motivation and mindful musings. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.